call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Welcome to Civility 360, your platform for all things civility, where civility, influence, and action are our deliverables. I'm your host, Professor Vernet A. Joseph, and I'm joined by my good friend and host, Global World Civility Leader, Sir Clyde Rivers. How you doing, my friend?
Dr. V, I'm doing fantastic. I'm excited about the show today.
Yes, indeed. It is definitely going to be a great one. Today, we want to talk about unwrapping cultural labels. You do not want to miss this show. Well, Professor, I am super excited to see how things are moving forward in our world today. When we see people who are physically getting a real understanding of what this life looks like. You know, 5 years ago, if someone were to ask, what will you be doing 5 years from now? I guarantee most people had no clue that it would be what we are currently doing in the state that we're doing it in. What are your thoughts, my friend?
Man, you are 200% right, because, you know, this is what I often tell people. You don't know what you don't know. And what's happened, we have embarked, Professor Vernet, upon a season where no one understands anything. But if we look at it, if we trace it back far enough, we can understand a biblical principle at work. The Bible says, what you sow, you reap. Many other things going on. See, there's an unintended consequence for every action that people do. And sometimes when you get away with it for so long, you don't necessarily understand that you won't get away with it forever. Like right now in America, we're dealing with actually race issues. We're dealing with institutional racism. And as you look at it from a perspective, you would say people that are struggling now would have never, ever thought they would be struggling with what they're struggling with today.
This is so, so true. And that's why we always say time is of the essence. What are you doing with your life today? How do you see your life today? What is your actual worldview? You know, Sir Clyde, when we talk about unwrapping cultural labels, there are so many different facets of this. I'm reminded of a story of traveling to Europe. And when getting out of the airplane, you know, things looked different. They tasted different. They smelled different. But I had an open heart and an open mind. So I didn't go with what we would call prejudgments as to what things were going to be and what things were going to look like. But from my perspective and from my lens, things did look quite different. But when you travel the world, you must be prepared to walk without prejudgment. Because if you have prejudgment, what will happen is you will miss out on the jewels. You will miss out on the nuggets. You will miss out on the golden opportunities to experience life from a totally different perspective. Now, Sir Clyde Rivers, I know that you are well traveled. Would you mind sharing a story where you unwrapped some cultural labels when you traveled?
Yeah, one thing, I don't think we understand how powerful media labeling is. Media labeling and institutional labels are so, like, let me give you an example. When you never see people that look like you succeed, when you never see it, it actually paints a picture as the ones that are succeeding are the ones. And what and Doc, one of the things that happens is I had imagery in my thoughts about Africa, because my whole life I grew up with a picture of Africa in my mind. Going into I was going there, I thought it was going to be a jungle because I had never seen nice cities. Mm-hmm. So as I got there, I was shocked. I saw great hotels, nice cities, and I'm going, man, here I am at the age I'm at, and I had a wrong, I had bought a wrong package because a culture was labeled wrong.
And I know that we can go on and on as we talk about unwrapping cultural labels. The question of the day is, how have you unwrapped labels? Some of us have unwrapped them incorrectly. Some of us have literally wrapped and unwrapped them correctly. My question to you is, what do you see today? Because in the day and age that we live in, there's a perceived bias. There's a prejudgment. And what we are challenging you to do today is to open your eyes and see things from a God-sized level. See, we can be different and we can agree on things. We can be different and also disagree on things. But I like to tell people this, the internal voice that you have that may give you certain prejudgments may cancel out your blessings. I'm going to say that again. The internal voice that we have can oftentimes cancel out our blessings. So we want to share with you how to unwrap cultural labels and deal with people on a humanity level. I'm going to say that again. Deal with people on a humanity level. Listen, you deal with people according to your knowledge. Wisdom and knowledge that you gain one-on-one, not what the media says, not what a book says. Take the time to sit across from someone and learn of them. What do you say, Sir Clyde Rivers?
That's so powerful, because I was just thinking here, if you don't have personal experience with someone, then the only experience you get is what other people tell you. And this is what I challenge people. And I say, where did that belief system come from? Trace it back. And if you keep asking questions, somebody told them something. It doesn't come down to a practical experience. Let me give you an example. I mean, a couple of days ago, I was in a supermarket and I bought my actual food. And the one lady behind me, I bought her food. It was a lady of a different culture. And the woman was shocked that I bought her food. I said, I want to bless you. She goes, I've never had an African-American ever buy me anything. And I said, I'm not broke. I'm not broke. I can choose to actually bless who I bless. But I thought about that, and I didn't get offended with her at all. I understand her experiences. And what this taught me is this. Is experience. If you don't have any experience, now she has a new experience with someone from a different culture. So now her story can change. And Professor B, this is why what's taking place in America right now, if you notice, the actual young people, black, white, brown, every culture is together. Why? Because they have experience. The older generations didn't always have experience with other cultures. So what I see is I see cultures unwrapped because the kids have relationship with people of different races, different cultures. So they are the ones that are plowing through saying, no, not in our generation, because they've unwrapped it by experience.
Yes. What a wonderful way to break that down. Many people would have taken offense to what was said, but what was said was actually true. I personal experience, have never had anyone of this descent do anything for me, purchase anything for me. Now, that could have been taken out of connotation or out of text, but the lady was voicing her opinion. Now, after that statement, if it went left, then it went left. But after that statement, it was, well, I'm not broke and I'm glad to bless you, period. And you know what? What was done, and a new narrative was birthed. This is why unwrapping cultural labels is so important. You know, let me share this story with you. Just the other day, my daughter, who's graduating this year, Dominique Joseph, works with some youth. And she had a young kid who literally made a statement that, you know, kind of rubbed her the wrong way. Instead of making a scene or doing anything like that, she does what she does best. She internalized it. She went home. She wrote a post. She sent some information to the leadership on her job and said, there is a problem in our midst, and we have to make sure that we address it. We have to address it to the children, and we have to address it to the parents. So, of course, you know, right now with all the racial tension, it was a young child from another background. And the statement was made that about brown people, right? So my daughter, instead of losing it or going, because remember, the youth have compassion. The youth believe in purpose. They get behind something that matters. So she took the statement to her leadership. She explained it to them. And she said, I know without a shadow of a doubt that this child wasn't born this way. They heard something in their home and they're regurgitating it. Yeah. But what we must not do is allow this infectious behavior to infiltrate our workplace. Right. And then she wrote to the leadership, and then she went home and got on social media and just expressed how disappointed she was that she experienced this that day. In that same breath and same statement, of course, people were corresponding with her. In our community, there's a group that is getting ready to do a documentary. Again, we're talking about young people, right? And they said, we see your compassion and your passion and would love to have you participate in this documentary because it is time for change. This is literally unwrapping cultural labels right in front of us today. Sir Clyde Rivers.
Man, that is so powerful because, see experience is really everything. I understand things so much better when I understand that people don't know what they don't know. Mm-hmm. So at times I can try to explain to people what my experience has been. They have no grit for it. Like I have no grit for theirs. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, we have to pray that there's enough currency for if the vision, Professor V, is not strong enough to move forward in, that's when you get all the fights and all the at odds. Now, when it becomes life and death, man, people sit down and talk. And I want to tell you something, Professor, I'm literally watching a biblical principle roll out today in the world. When you're on social media, I'm watching a camera on a cell phone change history.
Come on now.
A video camera. Is exposing truth, and truth is coming everywhere. And this is without any justice system. People that have prejudgments and are speaking things angrily, they get them on video, and they're losing their jobs. A camera on a smartphone has caused so many people in the last couple of weeks to lose their job. Why? Because as a company, I don't want anyone that is espousing those views working for my company, because if he works for my company and you come in, you say, hey, this guy said this to me. Now there's evidence there's a digital footprint.
Come on now. Of
cultural wrappings.
This is good.
So companies are saying, no. We can't have that because we could face a discrimination suit from other employees that have had dealings with this. So what happened is it's the word of God. The actual script has been flipped.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a biblical principle. It's a biblical principle. Absolutely. If you sowed it, you'll reap it.
Absolutely. And this is the one thing that they need to understand about unwrapping cultural labels. Listen to what you just said. There's a biblical principle that is being revealed. You cannot continue to do wrong knowingly and continue to get away with it. So here you are, like you mentioned, a simple cell phone with a camera is now capturing, watch this, what was done in the dark. And it is bringing it to light. It is putting it on the main stage for the world to see. And because of that, people are saying no more. People are saying unacceptable. People are saying the old way of doing things must change right now. Now, you couple the digital disruption with the actual youth of today. And what you start seeing is a movement that is happening that is radicalizing our world as we know it. And that, my friend, is what it's all about. So as we begin to unwrap these cultural labels, I'll give a prime example. Many people in many communities will say, wait a minute, this culture owns gas stations. This culture owns hair salons and nail salons. This culture has real estate. Why? Because they haven't unwrapped the cultural labels. I am not, watch this, labeled by anything or anyone. I am my own person under God. Therefore, the label that you may put on me, I don't have to accept. And that is what we are challenging our world today to understand. You don't have to accept the label. Unwrapping cultural labels helps you to become free. It helps you to live your life out loud so that others now can understand there is a difference.
Wow.
Sir Clyde Rivers.
And this is why institutional injustice, institutional racism, I tell people racism is an institution. Yes, people are people have prejudgments, prejudices, but see, the institution lives year after year. It doesn't matter who comes through. So see, and this is where we have to unwrap labels of institutions. Institutional labeling is a major fact too, and is based on culture. So say if you have a culture that only is going to allow this many people at this position, this many at this one, or if you have redlining, those kind of things, all those things are based on culture. Cultural. We don't want this culture here, this, that, and the other. And what's happening, Professor Burnett, is I'm telling you, God is addressing the areas of injustice. And it's amazing, because when he begins to adjust it, it's like that old Earth, Wind, and Fire song. After the love is gone.
Come on now. Come on.
What used to be right is wrong.
Come on now.
And what people have lived on for a long time is now wrong.
Absolutely.
And it's being exposed. And the reason why we're having this show is to help people understand that there is a problem. If you say there's no problem, there's no problem, then that's a major that that's a major deception. So yes, we have to look at the problem. And of course, you understand with us, I mean, we're not going to stay in the problem because we're going to come with, I have a solution, but we need to make sure we identify what the problems are.
Yes, yes, yes. And I love it. I love it. When you talk about I have a solution, man, what a phenomenal work this is. It is going to help you to unwrap labels. It's going to help you to see prejudgments. It's going to help you to recognize what you currently don't see. Majority of the time, we are blinded by things and don't even know it. So I have a solution, and I love that project, Sir Clyde Rivers, because there are two main principles and factors behind that, that if we all just got on board with, life as we know it, the world as we know it, would truly be a totally different place. So helping people to unwrap cultural labels, I believe, is extremely important. Question for you as you are watching and listening the Civility 360 show today. What are some of the cultural labels that, one, you have accepted? Two, what are some of the cultural labels that you want to actually get rid of or eradicate? Three, how do we move forward after the cultural label has been unwrapped? Those three questions I want you to think about today. Talk to us, Sir Clyde Rivers.
Yeah, yeah. Because see, part of it is the gift in you from God puts you at even kill with anybody in the world. Mm. The gift. So what's happened is this. I tell people, when you don't own the institution in your mind, you will always undervalue your currency.
Ooh.
This is why with World Civility, we've created a stage.
Mm-hmm.
I've created a stage. And this is a stage that we own. This is a stage that is not for sale, but everyone has a right to be on it if they want to treat each other well.
With dignity and respect. I love that. Go ahead, sir.
This is our stage. Mm-hmm. We're not looking to have it bought. It's not for sale because it came from God. Mm-hmm. And what happens is this. People are going to begin to watch systems unravel because of injustice. And Professor Burnett, I have a right. I don't look at things through a pie in the sky lens. Mm-hmm. I know with what's going on right now, I tell people we do heart work and policy work. And say, well, Dr. Rivers, what's that? Heart work, there are many people that God is touching and changing their hearts right now.
Mm-hmm.
There are many people that are gonna stay in the closet and have their hate. And there's others that will be vocally against. That's a reality. Mm-hmm. And now as a policy changes, You have to understand when a policy changes, it doesn't mean a mind has. So I think one of the important things of unwrapping labels is understanding what does the desired outcome look like. What I would say is this: when I come in, whoever comes in, we want them to have equal access, the exact same as everybody else. That's it. Then, as we live in our communities, we want people to be able to go home, leave home in the morning, and come home at night. And that's everybody. Law enforcement, come home, see their family. Us, come and see our families, and other cultures, come and see them. That's what our actual goals are. So, in other words, we have to unwrap systemic thinking that was placed there by design. Example, as I first started traveling the world, people always wanted me to actually meet with wealthy people. And as you meet these people, it was a different spirit. Like, so what do you have? No. You don't understand. What God gave me is the value, not not your ability to actually pay and manage it. No.
Come on now.
God gave this. So we have to teach people how to value how to unwrap God in them. When you unwrap Christ in you, you understand that what you have is valuable, and God will push it. God will promote it. God will open the doors, and God will fund it. So see, part of the prejudgment label is you have to unwrap you. When you unwrap you and you understand God's my source, that God will keep this moving. Now, whoever you meet with, you actually can, you can meet them on actually equitable terms, because what God orders, he pays for.
Yes. Man, that is so phenomenal, Sir Clyde Rivers. I'm talking about unwrapping cultural labels at a level and a scale that you have never heard of before. It starts on the inside, and you have to unwrap the God in you. Man, did you pick up what Sir Clyde Rivers is putting down? Learn how to unwrap the God in you. And as you continue to do that, it will become easier for you to unwrap the cultural labels that others may try to place upon you. Remember this, you need to have a pentacle mentality. That's a top mentality, not a bottom mentality, not a second rate mentality. You are valuable. You have royalty in your DNA. And if you recognize that you have royalty in your DNA, you will walk like it. You will begin to talk like it. You will act like it. You will treat others like it. That's what we want you to understand today. As we are unwrapping cultural labels, we want you to lift your head up and walk with authority. Hopefully, you're picking up what we're putting down. Back to you, Sir Clyde Rivers.
You see, and as, you know, as we close in our segment here, you know, what you don't have experience in, try to gain it. Try to gain an experience. And if you have a bad experience with something, always check and see what was the prejudgment I walked into this arena with? What was the thought I entered the game with? Because what happens is this, people, what you're looking for, you will find. If you're looking for good, you will find good. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for bad, you will find bad. And here it is. If you don't have experience, and yet there's an actual reference point in your thinking, research back and see where the thought came from.
Mm.
And if the thought didn't come from a good place, just understand there may be toxicity in the thought process.
Wow. Wow.
Over to you, Professor.
Yes, indeed. I love it. Open your eyes, my friend, and see what God is doing, as God is definitely doing a new thing in, with, and through you. The thing that I want to leave you with is what you may not get by education, you can definitely gain by association. Mm. So be careful whom you gather with. Be careful whom you sit with on a consistent basis. Education is great. Association is great. Only God can bring increase to your life. So let him lead you, let him guide you, and let him direct you. That is the key to unwrapping cultural labels in this day and age. I hope that you all are picking up what we've been putting down. Sir Clyde Rivers, any parting words, my friend?
No, let's just make sure that we label people, any label that we put on people, let's try to have it be God's label.
Absolutely. Listen, folks, we want to say thank you for joining us on Civility 360. We've been talking about unwrapping cultural labels. If you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to our YouTube channel. Stay tuned for all things civility. Visit www.civility360.com. civility360.com. If you have questions, thoughts, or concerns, or you'd like to book Sir Clyde Rivers and I for anything, you can do that by going to the website or by simply sending an email to civility360@gmail.com. And lastly, I want to share with you a great way to unwrap labels, and that is picking up this book. It's a masterpiece. It's called The Making of a World Changer. Man, I promise you that as you read the pages in this book, your life will begin to shift and change because you will learn how to unwrap labels. A great work that you've put together here, Sir Clyde Rivers. I am honored to work with you on multiple fronts when it comes to these things. So if you haven't, go to Amazon and pick up your copy today. Man, it's always a great time when we get together. We can't wait for the next summits that we have coming up. We've got the State of Civility Caribbean that's coming up. They need to stay tuned for the State of Civility Summit Europe. And of course, we have the State of Civility Summit India getting ready to come. Man, I am super excited and proud of the work that we do all day, every day. Civility 360 from a 360 degree angle. Wow. Man, my friend, great things job. Are moving.
That's great. Thank all you, right. sir.
Yes, indeed. Blessings to you all.
Thank you. 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 Thank you.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.